Well, let's now go to Whyalla. And we heard earlier from Stephen about the proposals for the steel industry in this package. Well, there were predictions that the South Australian town of Whyalla would become a ghost town under the carbon tax. That town is directly dependent on the steel industry and home to One Steel. The Whyalla mayor, Jim Pollock, told Bronwyn Herbert what he thought of the Prime Minister's carbon tax.
We all know that a carbon tax is necessary for future protection of the planet, of course, but the figures that I'm hearing today and the packages that are going to be available to assist companies like One Steel, I think will make it workable. And I'm sure, I haven't spoke to One Steel senior management as yet, but I intend to do so shortly. But I'm sure that they will be able to take some benefit from this and continue on in Whyalla for many years to come.
The Minister for Climate Change, Greg Combe, announced there would be additional measures for the steel industry, including $300 million over the next 4 years to help transform the industry. Is that what it needs?
Well, that's certainly what it needs. It's the four-year steel transformation policy or assistance package, if you like, is going to be a huge benefit to, you know, to the Australian steelmakers. Given that the extra burden on the tax would make, of course, One Steel virtually financially disadvantaged to overseas steel manufacturers. So this four-year steel transformation, $300 million package is going to assist greatly, I'm sure.
Will this protect Whyalla from turning into a ghost town that's been predicted?
Yeah, look, I mean, Whyalla's been spoken about in the past and in the recent times, of course, turning into a ghost town. And I don't believe that will ever happen. I mean, you know, One Steel are a very, very good company. They're very well run. They have a great board. They've been through the mining tax before. They've been through hard times. But they'll enjoy the success of Whyalla, you know, in the future years, as will the community enjoy their professional business within the city. And I have no doubts that One Steel are very, very strong and they'll continue to be a great corporate citizen for many years to come and boost Whyalla's economy.
So without this assistance, would the future of Whyalla really be in dire straits?
Well, I don't think it would be in dire straits. I mean, it would be perhaps, the One Steel at the moment with the manufacturing side of it, it's hard. It's hard work for One Steel. And, you know, they're working very hard to keep it running as a business. But I don't believe it's got I still believe very firmly that it has a very strong future.
That's the optimistic Mayor of Whyalla, Jim Pollock, speaking to Bronwyn Herbert.